Uber is ready to take your relationship to the next level. It wants to be a little more honest with you, a little bit more upfront. They're now saying no math, no surprises. The big change coming to Uber, coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. With news from Uber, their latest promise is no math and no surprises. The ride-hailing app announced in a big blog post that it will soon let their passengers know what their trip actually costs before getting into a car. The previous approach was to give a fare estimate, which would sometimes differ from the actual fare, and if surge pricing was in effect at the time, an additional price multiplier could make the whole process a little confusing for a lot of riders, not to mention frustrating. Here to discuss the new app is Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan on the line from San Francisco. Hi, Douglas.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Previously, Uber has defended surge pricing, saying it balances demand and supply. Had surge pricing become such an Achilles heel for Uber that sooner or later it just had to address it in this way?
Well, actually, surge pricing, I think, is something that started out as controversial with customers, especially around big events and holidays such as New Year's Eve, when a lot of people were on the service at the same time and ended up paying, you know, four or five or six times in the price of a normal fare. Mm-hmm. People saw it as price gouging. I think over time, people have gotten actually more accustomed to it and more okay with it because, you know, it actually serves a really good purpose, which is it entices more drivers to get on the road at any given time of high demand. And that in turn, you know, helps to balance out the demand with the supply. What Uber is doing now is actually diminishing the visibility of surge pricing. So going forward with this new update to their app, they're going to take away that little lightning bolt icon. Mm-hmm. And instead of telling you that it's surge pricing and instead of telling you how much more is it two times, is it three times surge, they're actually just going to tell you the real cost of the fare that you're going to end up paying. You know, Uber is making the argument that this is more transparent. They're actually now going to tell people how much they're going to pay in any given ride. But I think that it's also, you know, takes away some transparency because we're no longer going to be able to figure out how they arrived at that price. And we're no longer going to be able to open the app and quickly see whether or not it's surge pricing.
You know, that's another important point because, you know, it makes sense on a business level, but there is some thinking also that it's important to give riders a choice of whether to wait as well. So
the response to Uber on this was, well, why are you not just giving us both? I mean, why are they creating this false choice of either you have the upfront price of the fare or we're going to tell you how we calculated it.
Right.
Why not give it both to us? And there's no really good answer that they're giving me to that yet.
Right. Had Uber tested this new approach out first, and what was rider reaction like?
Well, they have tested giving people upfront fares. I don't think that this is going to be the first time that they've gotten rid of the like surge label. Mm-hmm. Altogether. There's been a feature within the app. It's been kind of difficult to find for some people, but there was a fare estimator before within the app. And there has been on their website the ability to go on there, enter your destination, enter your two points, A to B, and then it'll estimate the fare. This is going to be the actual calculation of how much you're paying. So in some ways, this is actually going to be useful to a lot of people, especially people who are new to Uber or are not familiar with, you know, how much it costs to take a ride on the app.
Right.
Now they're actually going to be able to get on and see the amount that they're paying before they even get in the car. So I think a lot of people are going to find this very useful.
Very good. Douglas McMillan, thanks for joining the podcast.
Okay, thanks as always.
For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.